Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All the way from Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show 2020. I'm Alan Taylor. And sitting right next to me is the man, the myth, the legend, David Meltzer. Dave Meltzer, he does so much for the entrepreneurial world. I don't even know how to describe what he does. He has a video television show. He's got a podcast. He's got coaching. But he's also just a great dude. Where do I even start with you? Oh, yeah. Then there's this little Sports One marketing agency. Forget about all that other stuff. That's the big deal. I mean,
that's
you're like one of the biggest in the world at what you do.
You know, I have done the things I want to do, and most of all, I want to be known for the one part you talked about, why we love each other, is kindness. You know, I was with Wayne Kimmel from 76 Capital, who's a huge venture capitalist in the sports world, and we had a great discussion about the lost art of kindness and how the network that I've grown throughout the 35 years and over a decade of knowing you has really been justified and created by just being kind, decent, and I do work hard. And I've learned to love what I do, which makes it really easy. I actually call it activity I get paid for and activity I don't. I was with Katie Couric, not to name drop right off the bat, but
it's a good name to drop.
She, you know, talk about achievement and the productivity and accessibility and gratitude in the life. This woman is extraordinary. And every level you get to, there's always someone else that can teach you more lessons to become more efficient, more effective, and statistically successful about being kind. Mm. And I think that's what entrepreneurship's about.
No, and it's true. And I got to tell you, man, I got to give you props. You are consistently kind to me.
I try.
And, you know, because you know I'd punch you in the throat. And I realize that's a big factor for
that's
you.
That's good, yeah.
Because I've done it before, and I will do it again. You remember that.
Pain is a motivator.
That's right. But I got to say, man, you got the playbook. Your podcast is, like, on fire. You've got Elevator Pitch, which, how's that coming? That's like the third or fourth season?
Six. Oh, so we're in season six.
And I haven't been on yet. What the? I can't say that word on radio. Oh, my.
You got to work it, man. We're moving fast.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah, and I just did the movie Beyond the Secret, and ironically, it's a full circle because The Secret was a mass movie about the law of attraction and the laws of the universe, which changed my life. And it was very mass, and they asked me to be in the sequel, Beyond the Secret.
You're kidding.
And so that's January 23rd. And then one of the biggest honors is I produced and am in the show World's Greatest Motivators on WGN and Fox.
What is it called?
World's Greatest Motivators.
Yeah.
Last week was the launch. Bob Proctor launched and kicked
nice.
Us off. Les Brown, one of my mentors as well, this week on Saturday. And then I am on the 18th.
Come on.
And it's just incredible. Jack Canfield, Mary Morris. I mean, big, big names.
I love
Leonard,
this.
Sugar Ray Leonard. And everybody gets about 20 minutes of inspiration. And then there's panels and overlays and B-roll about, you know, how you can live the best you.
I love it. And you know what comes to mind? This is what comes to my mind through all this. We were at, I think, Secret Knock number one
yes.
together.
Yeah.
Do you remember what I said to you?
Oh, I probably can't. Go ahead.
You were on stage.
I sucked.
And I'm talking to this guy. He's like, he's such a nice guy. And I pull him aside. I go, dude, you just got to have a little more energy. Look who I'm talking to now.
That's awesome, right?
That is
you
so
started
awesome.
Slow. You start slow, you need more energy.
Yeah. And it's like, because you were like so gentle. You were such a sweet soul.
Yeah.
And I destroyed you, didn't
no,
I?
No, no. See, you motivate me. Like, life's about lessons, and they result in pain if you haven't learned it. And
but you listened.
Of
because,
course.
I mean, you all you had, that's all that was the one little adjustment that you needed, because everything you were saying was beautiful, but you were a little too timid. And you just came out of yourself. And you needed somebody, a friend, to actually just say, hey, man, turn it up. You know, the energy a little is all.
And listening was right. In the old days, I would have had a need to be offended, a need to be resentful.
Right.
I would have scoffed us. Oh, what is he talking?
Who the hell does he think
exactly.
he is? Right.
But, you know, Greg Reed, David Corbin, yourself, my mentors, I really listened. And then I even asked for help and say, I still do. I really want to know how to get better, to reach people. And, you know, it's funny because I tell people in business, you know, I make introductions to make money, not hugs.
Right,
like everybody's
right.
trying. They're all Barneys. It's like, I love you, you love me. Nobody makes any money. And that's the biggest problem with entrepreneurs. They love to keep themselves busy.
I got to tell you, I got to play this song for you, man. You are Ferris Bueller.
Right on. Or
dude,
Forrest Gump.
We're talking with David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing. The elevator pitch, you can find it at entrepreneur.com. It's like Shark Tank, only, you know, different and the same, but
with
fun.
Soul, man, with soul.
It's great. He has...
The Playbook.
Playbook, podcast. Where's the best place to send people on that?
Everywhere. YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and okay. Entrepreneur.
All right. Give me five more minutes. You guys, this guy is worthy of listening to. We haven't even talked about his book yet. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I mean, David Meltzer. What am I talking about? We'll be right back. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. You guys, seriously, I'm with David Meltzer. He, to me, is like, I don't know. Look at me. I can't find the words. You are like one of my favorite men.
Vice versa.
There's something about you, your energy, your love for humanity, the fact that you're married and you love your wife and your children and you love your friends, you love what you do, you put the energy out there. We said something on the way out. On one hand, it's like I want to just let that go, but the reason why I want to bring it back to when I first was on with you, I mean, it's been like, oh, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah, at least 10.
You know, I was interviewing you on stage at Secret Knock, the first one, with Greg Reed. And I said to you, you know, you got to have a little more energy. But what I realize now as I'm thinking about this, and this is where a lot of people get, you were like a baby. I don't even know how to say it.
There baby was like speaker.
Baby speaker, yeah. Because you were just learning how to speak.
Yeah.
You were just learning how to have your soul have a voice to the world, where your soul and your intellect and your knowledge and your learnings of your life were all converging and trying to come out of your mouth. And you were like, I'm going to say this.
Timidly.
And timidly. Mm. But no, so the difference is today,
I own
Dave
it,
Meltzer,
man.
You own it. Every cell of your body, it takes nothing. Look, I'm going to call you out.
Please.
What did Katie say to you after the interview?
Katie,
come on. You,
the biggest
I know it was
compliment
a private
on
thing.
My, yeah. Biggest compliment in my interview life. She said, I just want to tell you, you're really good at what you do.
You know why? Because you're not trying to do it. You're just doing it.
It's funny that you say that because I'm being offered other TV shows, and I just got offered one. And one of the things that they said to me is, we've seen your stuff on Elevator Pitch. It's kind of like a bar rescue type of show that they're offering. And they said, our only concern is you're too nice. And so I talked to my agent.
They want controversy.
Right, yeah. And so I said, you know, well, ask my teenage daughters. I have a little bit of an edge to me. I can be mean. And he said, absolutely not.
You... Ask my teenage daughters. Go ahead,
but, right, but yeah, but literally he said, Dave, you're talking about a TV show. You have to be you. I mean, you might be able to pretend for one or two episodes,
right,
but it's not going to play. And people, they'll know, they'll feel it.
Yeah.
But if they want Dave Meltzer the way Dave Meltzer is,
yeah,
the guy who's there and is who he is, then we'll do it. And people will love that Dave Meltzer. They do. And I remember after that first Secret Knock, Greg Reed, I had a men's group, first one for mentorship, and all the greats were in it. The, you know, Brian Smiths and the David Corbins. And I brought it up. I said, you know, I'm always apologizing. I want everyone to like me. And Greg said, Dave, you literally have to own this. I know you can do this just for once in your life.
Yeah.
Own it. Learn to love you, and then others will love you. You yeah. don't have to apologize for being nice or apologize for saying something that's spiritual. You know, just own it, man. You are a good business person. You are spiritual. You are the Wayne Dyer of sports, man. Be the Wayne Dyer of sports.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't it
thank
great?
You, by the way. Thank you.
Listen, well, thank you.
That's
you,
what friends
you've
are
done
for.
The same for me in my life. I've been able to watch you on television and go, I know that dude. I love that guy. And he's right.
Oh,
you know, that's
you.
The best part is that you're not acting. It's real. And that's the, you know, I think the consumers of today are so much smarter. They're not stupid. They don't want to watch those stupid fake, you know, reality shows, fake reality, right?
Yeah, right, right.
And it's
stage
like,
reality.
Yeah, the fact is that they see right through that crap. So you got to be authentic.
I think it's important for people out there because there's still a stupid audience. And I mean this in the nicest way, is that there's still people that will buy the BS.
There is, of course.
They love to be oversold, back end sold, and manipulated and lied to,
yep,
stood in front of a Mercedes you don't own, a mansion you don't own.
Right.
And look, there's a big portion of the audience for those people. I just choose not to be one of them.
Yeah.
I have chosen to be me.
Your choice.
And to allow, right. I don't sell anything. What I try to do is create a true value, make room for what I want by giving to others.
Yeah.
And I trust it.
So the law of reciprocity?
You know, it's not a trade. So originally it was the law of reciprocity that I was giving to get. For me, it's faith. And what I've learned is that if I have full faith, the aggregate of what I think, say, do, and believe, and my unconscious competencies in providing value and service, and then asking for what I want, not being timid, right? Asking for what I want, putting as much impetus on what I receive as what I give, because I can't give what I don't receive. And that's where I always had fallen down, even when I was a multi-millionaire, is I was apologizing for receiving, and I was blessed with all this receivership. Now I don't.
What is the name of the book?
Game Time Decision Making is the newest one.
You got a new one? I didn't even hear about
McGraw-Hill,
that.
McGraw-Hill. It's a bestseller.
What Game about Time, your first book?
Connected to Goodness.
I want to just give me one more.
You
got to give me one more. This guy's too good to let him go.
You got it.
I got a chain around his ankle. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly with a very special entrepreneur and one of us at Entrepreneur Media. We'll be right back. From me,
you can go, yeah. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So on the way out, I played Go Your Own Way. And that's what entrepreneurs do. They go their own way. I'm Alan Taylor. David Meltzer, my friend, here with me. Sports One Marketing, the Playbook Podcast, Elevator Pitch on Entrepreneur. And it's a video series, a lot like Shark Tank. But a giver in a world of takers, you're a giver. You're an author of a book that is a fantastic book. The first one named again.
Connected to Goodness.
Connected to Goodness. And he has a new one. But let's start with Connected to Goodness, because the story there is so important. And I don't want people to go, all right, he's got a new book. But I want them to want this first book, because that'll lead them to want the second book. Tell us about Connected to Goodness.
It's the story of how I wanted to be rich, how I became rich, and then learned what was important. I'm already choking up thinking about my book, but it was how what I learned through the process of getting everything I want and losing it, yeah, and making it all back the right way by using thought and what I call attention and intention, the activity to put towards that attention that created these extraordinary coincidences in my life, and starting to trust that. So I create a very calculated way with principles and key elements to manifest everything you want in life and business to be happy.
Connected to Goodness and the new book, which, by the way, that book rocks. The new book.
Game Time Decision Making, which I wrote utilizing all the cool sports stories and sports heroes that I've been around my entire life to illustrate how to make the most important decision of your life to be happy. I am on a mission to empower 1,000 people, to empower 1,000 people, to empower 1,000 people to be happy. I think that in my lifetime, I can empower that 1,000. I think you're one of those 1,000 in my life. And I think if we can create a collective consciousness of over 1 billion people that are happy, that a new abundance will come upon us, a peace, a happiness. We won't have to worry about 12-year-olds killing themselves, that people are depressed, right, anxious, using drugs and alcohol in a way to destroy what the potential they have. And I, you know, just read more and more stories about 90% of college graduates are anxious and depressed compared to 10% 30 years ago when I graduated.
Right, right.
This is a huge problem, and I have the way through decisions and values to create happiness, to create the enjoyment of the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential, going your own way. And that's really what Game Time Decision Making is about.
You just played off that song, didn't you?
I'm pretty good, aren't I?
Damn.
See what you taught me?
Damn.
I'm owning it.
By the way, when's that book coming out?
It's out.
Okay.
It's a number one new release.
Awesome. Congratulations. So
thank you very much.
What are you
much.
Doing here at the Consumer Electronics Show?
So not only have I been invited to speak at the Female Quotient, which was yesterday, had extraordinary people, the CMO of SAP, Alicia Tillman, Holly McPeak, the Olympic volleyball player, Leonard Armato, Shaq's agent and CMO of Skechers. Great people. We all talked about how brands and athletes tie together today, the evolution of brands and athletes. I had great interviews, like I said, with Katie Couric, the CEO of Sleep, Number Bet, the CEO of Cleveland Clinic, he was extraordinary. That story, surgeon for 44 years. They asked him to be CEO. CEO for 15 years. Now he works for Google.
Ooh.
He's an amazing entrepreneur. So, you know, defining entrepreneur, entrepreneur, extrapreneur, boomerpreneur, all the different preneurs, unipreneurs.
You're right.
I'm a Jewpreneur. Who knows? Call this whatever you want.
I'm a redneck Jew. My mom's from Alabama. My dad's from England. And my dad was Jewish and my mom was a Christian.
That's awesome.
And so I'm George Costanza. You know, I mean, that's what happens. But that's
just with the beautiful hair. People don't get to see you like
I got good hair, but everything else is just horrible. Anyway, so now, what do you do to relax? You're like on the go, man.
Yeah. So it's all about, to me, finding my highest frequency. So I start the day in the most relaxed state. I meditate for 20 minutes, finding a peace that most people never find. And I use that as my baseline to understand when I'm in the truth consciousness or the ego consciousness. So my main journey of happiness is understanding, hey, my ego has a need to be offended, right? Separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry. Go back to center. And guess what? You were there this morning at your highest frequency. And so because I'm extremely productive, accessible, and gracious, activity is what I want. I try to live my life from 4 a.m. and I try to stay up until 11. I don't always make it because I've extended all my energy to try to be productive, meaning provide value, accessible to others, as well as accessing what I want, and always grateful, which is learning to love every single thing that I do every day.
What happens if you get pissed off? What do you do?
So the process for me is stop, drop, and roll. When you are pissed off, when you're pissed off, your mind, body, soul,
your head's on fire.
Right. So I stop. And I think first, yes, which is a big difference. I drop down all anxiety and fear and think about why. Why am I so mad? And then I roll in the right trajectory in the truth consciousness. Stop, drop, and roll whenever you are an ego, whether it's anxious, frustrated, projecting. Ego is a really interesting thing because it creates an interference or corrosion to the most powerful source of energy and light that you're already connected to at all times. My thumb has more kilowattage than an entire Vegas strip. I'm just blocking the power that I have. Like we said, you got to own that power and distribute it to everybody to juice them as well and inspire them.
Do you ever doubt yourself, Dave?
All the time, every day. I'm happy every day, but I doubt myself. I'm human.
What do you do when you doubt yourself?
Stop, drop, and roll the same way.
Okay, so doubt and anger,
ego,
are both faithless things.
Exactly.
Right?
Have faith.
So get back to your center. Dude, I love you, man.
I love you, buddy.
I tell you what, I wish that I was closer to you because I would hug you, but there's a table in between us. No, I mean, we're a state apart, but you guys, you can
think
follow.
Of you all the time.
Thank you very much. Where can they follow you?
Remember David Meltzer, at David Meltzer, David Meltzer on YouTube, Google David Meltzer. The only thing's different is my website is D Meltzer, first initial, last name.
There you go. I love it. We'll take a break and come back with more. Thank you, David.
Thank you, my friend.
Be right back. Crazy about it, shine as me.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So we're broadcasting from Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show. I'm a geek. I admit it. I'm a geek. I like gear. One of my guests a little earlier came by, and he had a product with him. He was kind of recording what we were doing, and I'm not sure if he was streaming it or not, but he sure was videotaping it. A very cool little product, and it's called Mevo, M-E-V-O. And a gentleman sitting right in front of me, tell me your name again. Max what?
Max Hout.
Hout, H-A-O-T.
Yeah.
I didn't want to screw that one up. That
would don't worry. I'm very flexible with the pronunciation.
And that's a French accent, but you're American and you live in New York, you said.
Yep, New York. We're based in Brooklyn.
Do me a favor. Give us the story of Mevo, because I've seen ads for this on social media. I think I've seen more ads on social media for it. But give us the story real quick of Mevo.
Well, it all came from the original company I co-founded, which was Livestream. Nearly 10 years ago.
You co-founded Livestream?
Yeah, my gosh.
All right.
And within Livestream, we're always frustrated that, you know, to create a live stream of any event, you know, something more than just being with a mobile phone for a few minutes.
Right.
Actually, back then, there was no mobile phone. But it was just too complicated and too difficult for creators, but also for, you know, people with small business and event owners to capture the event they have, you know, from a conference to a meeting. You know, we have House of Worship, sports event, you know, anything that is an event, if you want to capture it and share it with an audience online. And so we realized that instead of pushing our users to build, you know, multi-camera production and connect it to switchers and invest tens of thousands of dollars, there was a way we could let them stream this event in high quality if we could make a camera. So that's where it started,
well,
you know, 5 years ago.
An affordable camera, mm-hmm. which is important because, as you know, and I know because I own a production company, I've got $100,000 worth of gear. Mm-hmm. This makes a lot of it obsolete. I hate to say it. Fortunately, I've written it all off, so I don't care anymore. But, I mean, this is the way to go. So for those of you who cannot see it, I'm sure you'll maybe see this video at some point because I'll probably post it if you give it to me. Let's describe it for the mind's eye for radio.
Yeah, so we created Mevo, the only camera in the market that's 100% focused on live streaming event. So everything about the hardware design and everything we have in our iOS and Android app to control it, it's all around broadcasting event. The original product, Mevo Plus, on sale at Mevo.com, but also Amazon, B&H, Best Buy, and so on. It's a live streaming camera for $399. And
look at
today,
that. I got to tell you, it's smaller than a salt shaker. Go ahead.
And today, we are launching Mevo Start, so our new consumer entry-level camera for $299. And as I mentioned, all the features are there for live streaming events, so you can easily mount it. It's very small and low profile, so you can put it on stage or in front of the audience and in between the stage. We have 4 hours of battery right built in, so you know,
wow.
you don't have to worry about running out of battery in the middle of your sport event or any other type of event. You
That's got to be four times what is normal, is it not? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, at least. And we've done tests where we reach nearly 6 hours, but the spec is 4 hours. We've built a great microphone, audio input at the back. We have an SD card to record, you know, a great lens in HD that is wide enough to capture an event,
right.
but is also very straight lines and not like a fisheye type of angle.
Right,
so,
right.
so everything designed to capture event, and then you control everything with your iPhone Android app. You can connect it via Wi-Fi to a network, or you can connect it from its own Wi-Fi network and stream using the LTE on your phone.
Can I see your phone, by the
yeah,
way?
Yeah,
just
go
so
ahead.
Describe
with
what's
the app,
going on.
That's the Mevo app.
I'm looking at his phone right now, and I would tell you that I would be happy with this if my production team showed me this shot with one of their $3,000 to $5,000 cameras. And the one I'm being shot with right now is how much?
$299.
So this
Mevo
is the new one you're using,
yep,
right?
Available on pre-order on Mevo.com right now. Shipping in April.
Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic. It doesn't have distortion, which you talked
yep.
about, that fisheye thing going on where my head kind of gets oblong and strange looking mm-hmm. and people say, what happened to you? You need to go to the gym. And I'm like, well, I do need to go to the gym, but that's the camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So this looks like me. And I think that's the key to this whole thing is it doesn't look distorted. The picture is amazingly clear. I'm looking at it right now.
And you can see that it's the camera is only a few feet away, yet
right.
we can capture the full. So we have the great compromise between, you know, wide angle without the distortion.
Right.
That's one of the key elements in that product. And then, you know, in terms of streaming, you know, obviously the design of the camera is very important, but the app that we have. So you can, in one touch, you can stream to Facebook.
Did you stop the recording?
Oh,
don't
it did, actually.
Stop.
Oh, wait, we resume it.
Oh my gosh, he stopped it. I was going
to I wanted
play.
To demo it.
We're gonna have to edit that one. I hate to tell you. But I got to tell you, I love this, man. I loved it when I saw it. I thought, I got to get me one of those. Here you are sitting right in front of me. Mevo.com.
Yep,
you can
right
buy
there.
Them online, Amazon, all over. So you started this company. It was like you did it out of like, what? You were just like, I got to fix this problem. You're an entrepreneur.
Of course, yeah. But yeah, we fixed the problem of live streaming and platform, you know, a while back, and then we needed to get into the hardware business. We didn't want to, you know, be a hardware company,
yeah.
but we realized that we needed to do it and innovate to make it easier. And so that's where it came. The first camera was released 4 years ago. We released an update called Mevo Plus 2 years ago. And today I'm super excited with the team to launch our, you know, brand new product in 2 years, Mevo Start. And we'll ship it to our customers in April. But it's the culmination of a lot of, you know, learning from our customers in the existing product. And we've had the chance to take all their feedback and put it in and then also refresh, you know, new sensor, new lens, new microphone, you know, smaller form factor. So it's an exciting product and we can't wait to put it in the hands of our existing and future customers.
Absolutely awesome. So what is next coming from Mevo?
You know, first is shipping the product in April. And we actually also have worked on a new capability so that you can link many Mevo camera together and you can switch them. So now you could have two different angle and three angle. We have it in internal beta and we'll be releasing this summer to all of our customers. For existing customers with their cameras and also for new ones, they'll be able to mix and match their Mevo camera.
M-E-V-O. Watch this company, Mevo. This is amazing stuff. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for bringing one over here and showing us how it works. I now am going to be streaming live from anywhere.
Yeah,
fantastic. Thanks very much, Max.
Thank you, Alan.
MEVO.com on the web. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
From the show floor at the Consumer Electronics Show 2020. I'm sitting here just kind of noodling through Facebook a little bit, waiting for my next guest that they're scheduled in. And the unscheduled guest, we'll call this segment The Unscheduled Guest, is an old friend. His name is Mike Kahn. We used to work together when he worked at Sony, which I said the secret of Sony is knowing what Sony stands for. When you want to get your paycheck, you say, when am I going to get my paycheck? They say, soon, only not yet.
You're going to get me in trouble on that one.
You don't
one.
Work there anymore. It's
I don't work there. Public domain.
But Mike, he worked with me at one point on a radio show, Popular Technology.
Pop Tech, yeah.
And then, of course, he got offered some CEO job, and away he went. You are the perfect guy to talk about a subject that is so important to corporate America, which is the word intrapreneur.
Yes.
And when you were at Sony, the thing I liked about you was that you were an intrapreneur. I watched you and you ran your division or whatever it was that you did.
That's right. It's like basically a little company in a much bigger company. And it was
you
very
ran like
much,
it was yours.
You got it.
And
that,
it
that
felt
is exactly
like it was
what,
yours.
That's exactly what the management of Sony looked for. And it's exactly what shareholders look for, shareholder value. So when we think about it, we look at each other, you know, across the table, we say, how is our business doing? How are we doing? What is our brand? What is Alan's brand? What is Mike's brand? What does that represent to us and bringing that value? And here at CES, I mean, can you believe it? We're at the start of a new decade. And when you look back 10 years ago, compared to what we're seeing today with 5G technology, my old company making... Who would have thought?
Cars.
Who would have thought? AT in the house.
Yeah, right? Because I'm a big car guy.
You are indeed. But talk about reinventing yourself. It's all about reinventing yourself and bringing value into the market.
So this is a really good point. You used to work at Sony. What do you think about this Sony car that they showed here at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Well, you know, personal feelings aside, you know, fair warning, I don't have any kind of hidden agenda here.
Right, right, right.
And I have no background in owning any type of stock. I sold all my Sony shares. So I'm a complete free agent many, many moons ago. And when I look at it, I think it literally is a great demonstration vehicle. And by that, what I mean is it allows Sony to show off their latest and greatest sensors that are so important into making automotive technology safer, easier. When I used to do the show for Pop Tech, we talked a lot about infotainment. In fact, I remember the first show I did for you, which was many CESs ago, we had a gentleman on from Ford. And I would say, you know, for the technology company, not the car company.
Right.
Because it wasn't so much what's under the hood as what's in the dash.
Right.
So.
Well, and what's motivating it down the road? It no longer is internal combustion for many cars.
That's right.
It's just an electronic machine.
So it's a show-off piece for Sony. Sony is a large manufacturer of lithium polymer and lithium ion technology, so batteries. They supply battery cell technology to the large electronic e-vehicle companies out there. They also supply a lot of the sensors used, anything from backup cameras to motion detection, warning, LiDAR, time of flight they talked about. So they wanted to create a vehicle that literally was Sony end-to-end. So I think it's a very interesting move. Do I see that being monetized into a real opportunity for their shareholders? Not very likely. You know, being an automotive company is hard. Look how long it took Musk with Tesla.
Right.
You know, there was a time we thought that that was just kind of a play thing. And now look at it. It's a very large company making vehicles in the U.S., making vehicles in China.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm glad you came by, though, because, see, I've been saying what you said. It's a show-off piece, right?
That's right.
For the technology. It's a glorified box to showcase the technology. But, man, they did a good job.
They did. It looks good.
Looks really good.
It looks pretty good.
I would buy that.
You know,
I said if Apple built a car, it would probably also be beautiful to look at, ergonomically, just, you know, like things would be exactly where you would think they were because we've been using their phones and their stuff.
I already have their tagline in front of them. I'm going to give them this one.
Go for it.
So the car, if you got a peek of it, the inside, it has a ginormous electronic television style dash, literally end to end. All the entire inside of the car is like one giant TV. I said, big screen TV for your garage.
Yeah.
There you go.
But here's the funny thing. I think that it also was a kind of shot across the bow for the automaker saying, guys, pay attention to Sony.
Yeah.
We're going to do something, and if you don't work with us, we're going to make our own car.
That's right.
Which is just more, and they really could.
Yeah.
What are you doing these days, Mr. Mike Kahn?
So I've reinvented myself. My heart has always been in imaging technology. That's what I did for Sony for
imaging,
many moons.
Imaging, right? Cameras and whatever, yeah.
Alpha cameras. Brought them into the U.S., did a lot of great work for them. Then I kind of spun off on my own. Hey, it's a entrepreneurial world out there.
Yeah.
I work with headphones and pulse ox and healthcare.
Well, you were a CEO of a company.
That's
for
right.
A
yeah, a little startup. And then I moved over to drones. I was the CEO for a company that did drones out of China, but I was running their Americas office. And now I've kind of reinvented myself yet again, working for a company called AEE, Alpha Echo Echo.
AEE.
Yeah, you can find us at
Aviation Technology.
Yeah, so we literally are a camera company that got married to an aircraft company, and that is the baby. And the baby really for us is UAV or unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones. Mm. So we do a lot of drone business. We kind of specialize in that sector of public safety, but we do some nice consumer product.
Okay,
as well.
I want one more segment with you.
You got it.
Because you're beautiful.
Thank you,
that's the name of the song. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, you're not beautiful.
Face for radio.
Mike Kahn is with us. He's a dear old friend of mine. Used to do some radio with me for Popular Technology Radio and worked for Sony and a few other companies. We've been friends for a long, long time. It's great to see you. I do want to talk about the drone world.
Sure.
You can give us the inside track.
I can indeed.
Because will Amazon be delivering? And by the way, if I could get one of those Sony cars, I would be happy. So I asked Sony, I said, when can I get one? And you know what they said? Soon. Only not yet. I'll be right back.
She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, cause I've got a plan.
Whether you have a great idea you want to launch or a business you're running that you want to grow, Woman Entrepreneur's powerful Build Like a Woman curriculum of online courses gives you all the tools you need to take your business to the next level. From digital self-paced courses, virtual coaching sessions, and webinars with experts, we power the entire journey, arming women entrepreneurs and leaders with what they need to start, grow, and flourish. Get started today. It's free to start. Enroll now at entrepreneur.com/courses. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/courses.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
This show is from Foo Fighters. It's called Learn to Fly. My guest right now is going to talk about learning to fly because he's the drone guy. what is it? AEE, Aviation Technology. You guys make drones, commercial drones, though.
We do. We do make commercial. We make some consumer drones. We also make aircraft. Most of the aircraft that we manufacture, and these are aircraft that actually hold people. We do gyrocopters, fixed wing. We have aircraft that we introduced at a aviation show, like CES, but overseas, that actually is part boat, part car, part airplane.
Oh, my gosh.
It's right? A transformer.
Well, what do you think about what Hyundai showed? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. With the announcement with Uber. Yeah. So I think if we look at some of the challenges and then some of the direction opportunity. First of all, look at where the opportunity is. You talk about a big city like where
well,
I live
first
in.
Of all, tell the sure. world what we're talking about, because I know and you know. But
Sure.
Well, you're the drone guy. What the heck, right?
So what we're really talking about is electronic aircraft. Now, when right. you say drones, most people think of the little white boxy thing right, that right, our neighbors right. are flying over.
But these
our
are
house.
Like a car with.
This literally is an aircraft.
Yeah. Right.
It is a true aircraft. They call it a drone yeah. because it's not necessarily like something you'd see taking off at the LAX. Or a big airport.
It can goes straight up.
It goes straight up.
Right.
So it transitions. We call it VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing. But when it's not taking off and landing, it flies around like a little airplane. So when you look at the pictures that they showed with that Uber and Hyundai announcement, it kind of has an airplane-ish feel to it.
What was the Uber part of it?
So the concept would be, we're here in Las Vegas at CES 2020.
Right.
We go out after the trade show's over, and there's a cab line 1,000 people deep.
Right.
And sometimes literally over 1,000 people deep.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get anywhere in the vicinity once you get that much traffic on the road. So the concept, Uber says, well, we're a service provider. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about a car or a helicopter mm. or a boat. We can supply the service for our customers. They're bit walleted, meaning they're using their phone as the
how
way.
How badly they want it is directly proportionate to the thickness of their electronic wallet.
You got it. And the reality is there is a customer need. Now, we have to talk about safety, because now we're starting to talking about, instead of just flying a camera around and our neighbor's yeah. kids flying it in the yard, we're actually talking about putting ourselves in there.
Right, you got people in there.
That's right. Once you start doing that, we rely on certain federal oversight. So we have the FAA that's keeping a sharp eye on this, making sure that the equipment has redundancy, safety features. But can you imagine, Alan, that we could step outside this convention center right at 5 o'clock when the show ends? You got 200,000 people here at the trade show. Everybody's looking for a cab, and we're walking up to our... Think of it as a helicopter airplane.
Well, they're all going up to the roof in this case.
That's right.
Right?
Well, this thing could land just about anywhere.
Right. But you could land on the roof, which then the roof of all these buildings turn into places where people are catching their Uber helicopter or drone
vehicle.
They
could fly away from the traffic.
Are these manned or unmanned or piloted? Or
that's the drone part of it. So initially the concept will be there'll be a pilot there just kind of like autonomous driving is now. You got a guy sitting at the steering wheel. He's just there just in case.
Right.
So that'll probably happen as a first phase. And then very soon after they prove themselves, it'll be completely autonomous. Mm. And once you have a space where you got a lot of these things moving around the air, and they're all talking to each other. So you look at technologies like 5G that give us low latency, very high data rate. Now you can actually realize the technology of flying to wherever your destination may be, and it just makes life so much easier.
I can't wait.
Our grandchildren are going to live a life of George Jetson.
Yeah, right?
It is coming.
It's bizarre. So real quick, you got about a minute to tell me about this company you're working
sure.
for and how can it benefit the consumers and the audience. And thank you for being an entrepreneur, because you always have been ever since the first day I met you.
Absolutely.
We need more guys like this in our
I'm just trying
America.
To be like you, AT in the house. So, AE is a great company. We make some great technology for a very important segment of the industry, which is public safety. That's law enforcement, first responders, firefighters. We do a lot of police body cams. We do these.
Oh, you do a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We do these larger drones. We call them UAVs
right.
that are really there. What we call overwatch, watching out for our boys in blue when they're out doing their thing to make sure we have eyes on them to keep them safe.
Love it, man. Love it. Love you. Love what you guys are doing. So happy that you walked by and tried to make faces while I was doing radio from platform number 4 here at the Consumer Electronics Show. Thanks to Pam Golden and all the people at CEA and the Consumer Electronics Show for giving us this awesome location. Once again, they take such good care of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's kind of a window to what's going on for the consumers out there. This is the Consumer Electronics Show on Entrepreneur Weekly. Mike Kahn, thank you, brother.
You got it, man.
I'm Alan Taylor. You guys, I don't know how many shows we're going to do here, but there's a lot of Consumer Electronics Show coming out of Entrepreneur Weekly this month. We'll see you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.